your body came off good.
Yes, he did. Good afternoon, everyone. It's Tuesday afternoon, January 26th.
I'll lead in prayer if you don't mind.
Sure.
Oh, precious Lord, we just want to believe, Lord, that we are gathering in your name with your spirit present, Lord, to be manifested, and we want to be open to your truth. And Lord, I pray that you would begin to anoint us with the same spirit you anointed Christ, Peter, Paul, and every other one before us, Lord. And to come in that spirit that Paul said, without, and don't come in words of wisdom, but by spirit and by power. And Lord, I ask that you begin to loose that on us, Lord. Loose that on us and show us where we can be of use to you in the days to come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
It tells us in Ephesians 6, it says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but we do wrestle, but against principalities and powers." Against power. It says against in each case. We against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And so, when we are in deliverance, we were wrestling against spirits. And sometimes they are more powerful than we were. And, but I got thinking about our government, and I haven't been real fond of it. And this is way before we ever got in, even got the one that we have, which we got in by a corrupt system. But anyway, I got thinking about, a man that is the president of the United States. And he puts in a man who is claiming to be a woman, and which goes against everything that we see in the scriptures. It's totally unscriptural. So my thought pattern is the man is actually, we could call him the Antichrist. Or an Antichrist. One thing for sure, he's a demon, what's the word?
Influenced?
Oh, it's a bit bigger than that.
Possessed? Possessed?
Yes.
Strong words.
What is he?
Are you talking about our current president?
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, I don't know about possessed, but I definitely know he's being influenced by lots of different spirits.
So,
it appears to me. To your point in the scriptures, that we do wrestle.
Yeah.
We do to expect the wrestle.
Well, I'm thinking of a man with that much power who is appointing a man who is obviously deceived in his thinking to oversee one of our most powerful positions that we have, the health and the welfare and the whatever of the government. What would possess the guy to do it? Did he hate Trump that bad? And maybe that is the answer. But I want to tell you, this morning, early, I decided to do it. I'm going to stand against it, the spirit, and all hell broke loose. I'm still here, and I thank God for that. But I think what we need to do is, you know, when the liver started, a year before it started. Were you here when it started?
Right after.
I was. Barbara and I.
We were praying in a form of prayer every night for about a year. Remember that? That was a strange thing. And I thought, I have no idea why. I don't know what brought it about. I don't know why we did. But the night that deliverance started, Joanne and I were praying with Lynn, it was Dan Lindholm. But up to that point, we were moving around praying with people. It was a real good, remember that? It was good. Every night it was good. And even though we didn't realize that we were interceding, we were. That was a year of intercession that led up to deliverance.
Well, there was lots of signs, right? There was people being slain in the spirit.
Oh, yeah.
There were people who were dancing in the spirit. There were people who were having intercessory prayers and all-night prayer meetings.
Yeah.
And I think it was, there were people who were, quote-unquote, they were saying, we declare war on Satan.
Yeah, well, on Sunday morning, on the 14th of March, 1982, I stood up at the pulpit and said, Satan, we declare war on you. I had no idea what was going to happen the next night. And that wasn't his choice either. Mm-hmm. But God made that spirit of Vicky manifest itself.
Mm-hmm.
And then Joey, well, Guinness married Barbara Moore. Barbara? Darlene Mosier, who was the one that started deliverance on Seattle. She's still behind Don Renette and called her a few choice names. With his mic, with his lapel mic on, so everybody in the church heard. About 3,000 people heard him be called rightfully so, I suppose. A hypocrite, a phony baloney, you know. And within 5 minutes, the place was a uproar. There were deliverances that went on everywhere. She turned him around, turned around right around by the shoulder and said, you son of a bee.
So, we pray against those spirits.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And I felt a real reaction to it. And also, I left it alone. I want some help.
Verse 18, I think you're talking about, right, Kim? And then skipping over how to be girt up.
Yeah.
Right, yeah, always.
Yeah, being watchful to this end with all perseverance, supplication for all the spirits. Well, it says, like you said, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit.
No, in the Spirit.
Yes.
Oh, it's like I like to say, heavy on the spirit. Not after the manner of men, but after the manner of the Holy Spirit. And that really lines up, because you think about Jesus' ministry and these spirits would manifest, and they'd go, I know who you are. You know, I mean, on the spiritual level, they knew exactly what he was and what he represented.
Yeah.
And they'd cry out, I know who you are. I mean,
you know what I liked that I saw after a while? It's like, well, why did he tell him to be quiet? And so I prayed about that, you know, and the answer I felt I got was because he's not ever going to let anything of darkness be a witness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
He's never going to let them proclaim the truth, you know.
Proclaim falsehoods as truth.
Yeah,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
He's just not going to let them speak because they're not speaking from the Spirit of God.
Yep.
I think that's actually is probably the same God's Spirit in Paul saw the same thing with that girl, you know, that finally he just said, hey.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and all she was saying was, he was of God. Nah, 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 nah. And finally he just turned around, be gone, you know. She did get delivered, and then, of course, her masters got all ticked off at Paul because they lost their livelihood because she was a diviner or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah. And the story, you know, and the Legion story, too, where the spirits go into the pit. Oh, you want to go somewhere else? Okay. So he sends them in the hogs, and then he sends the hogs into the ocean. So they thought they had a place of abode, and he gave it for about however long it took him for him to run into the ocean.
Yeah. Well, yeah, amen. Amen. I think the good message here is that we need to be praying. And somehow I think about that and what we've been talking about the last few meetings is praying and love. There's a marriage in there between those two concepts,
yep,
that I think is really important.
Very important. You know, I was just reading, and there's a little theme that goes, you know, first of all, up in 12, it says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, and against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so don't try to make it all natural, because that's not going to work, you know. But down below, and then it tells you to put all the armor of God on. And then, like we said in 18, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance, supplication for all the saints. And then Paul says, and for me, that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. That's what I want to preach.
Yeah.
If God wills, you know, that's what I want to proclaim. The gospel. And I believe some of the mystery of the gospel is the humanity of Christ. Especially in this day and age. Because,
mm-hmm,
you know, it's been so camouflaged who he is over centuries, that's why, you know, people, the true gospel to me hasn't been preached throughout the world yet, because that's in most of it and it's a falsehood, you know.
I agree. You know, as I continue reading, you know, back into 20, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak.
Yeah, right. And you know, I feel, because of all the years I've been walking as good as I could in Christianity, you know, that I've lost some of the zealous enthusiasm, or, you know, or whatever. And it's probably for a reason, you know, God. But if I sit back and think about what God has given. I mean, and really think about what he's given, what his promises are. Why should I get so upset what's happening around me? You know? I mean,
you're a walking hypocrite, right?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Where's your faith, brother?
If I really realize all that he's given us, I should be walking every day in glory and not be offended by anyone, not be this or that by what's in this natural world.
Right.
That should be what I'm saying. That doesn't mean that, you know, we do succumb to giving in. And
knowing and walking are not the same thing, yes.
But I think that's what we should start reeling over in my mind. As we should be doing that as much daily as we are worrying about what's the worldly's going on.
We should be encouraging each other.
Yeah.
Not to be giving into that. Because God is a little tail, you know. I talk to when I say goodnight to Keith on the nights that I'm here, literally the last thing I've been telling him since about the 18th of the month was, Keith, God is in control.
Yeah.
You do not have to worry about this tonight. You just need to rest, sleep, and do not turn this over in your mind. Give this over to God. He's in control. Because otherwise, if you start amping up on it, all of a sudden you're like, what did I not do? What can I do? And you're like, trying to put your hand on that ark, aren't you?
And one of the biggest keys is pray.
That's right.
You know, if we pray, things will happen. And it'll help us.
Yes.
You know? I'm not going to do it. I'm trying to get in a routine to be doing that every morning at some point. You know, not always the same time or whatever. Yeah, I missed a day or two, but I'm not worried about that. Because I'm still walking around praying during the day. You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah. I want to get to where I'm way more focused on the Lord than I am anything that's happening in the world.
Which, to me, is not easy because we're in the world.
That's right. No, it's very hard. It's not easy.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to do it in my strength.
No.
That's the other thing you pray. You pray for his strength.
No.
You know?
I want to be part of the winning team, so don't count on me.
Yeah. And I mean, I've got a couple areas that I finally started asking for strength. Well, but you know what happens? You also have to recognize when you're being tempted to say, okay, am I going to rely on his strength now? Or am I just going to kind of go, oh, maybe tomorrow, and then give in?
Yeah. But you know what? I kind of found out this week when I was praying and I go to bed, a couple words came to me. Self-condemnation.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, I feel it's like I keep condemning myself for my past. I can't get past that point. You know? It's like you've done all these things. You're not worthy of these events. You're not, you know what I mean? And it's just condemning yourself. It's about stuff that goes through your mind, you know? And it's kind of opened up a whole new thing that I got to get over, but, you know, it still ain't easy, you know?
And it's not a big thing, not tooting a horn or anything, but that the Lord has put it on me to be praying for you and stuff, and I know that's some of it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I know.
But here's an interesting little thing. I was reading in Acts when Peter went to Cornelius. And I was thinking, you know, we keep thinking, well, maybe we should be laying hands on Glenn, praying for him to receive the gift, or he should be. You know what? Peter walked in, started explaining the gospel, and the Spirit fell on him, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit, and they started speaking in tongues.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they hadn't repented yet. That was his message, but they hadn't just doesn't say they, oh, we repent, and then the spirit fell.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it's by grace, and it's by mercy, and it's a gift.
Yep. Yeah.
So, whatever. So, hopefully that might help a little encouragement, but, you know.
Well, I think it's very common when you say you have that struggle. I know that we've talked about in our group, this group, on nights maybe that you weren't there, but it, you know, the enemy knows what you think, and no one's harder on yourself than yourself, and so it's really easy to get into condemnation. I have really put a lot of weight on when we talk about the sea of forgetfulness, you know, and that's the attempt to say, look, the sacrifices have been made for your sins, and once that's happened, you know, God's moved on, and you just have to be careful not to let the enemy keep dragging you back, because I realize easier said than done, but just remember, whenever, you know, that comes upon you, just say, you know, He died for my sins already. And I repent of my sins. And I should have been bitter, but He's already forgotten about them. So.
Yeah.
And if you think of them, repent.
Yeah, nothing wrong with repenting again.
Oh, no. I know. Yeah.
I've been finding lately, I've been repenting of things that, thinking that it all got covered when you were born again. Well, the trouble is, if I go back and remember a sinful thing I did, some of it is because at the time I thought it was a pretty good thing. Well, if I dwell on that because I want to, maybe that's wrong, you know, I got to put it away, you know, that was sin. Why do I want to remember sin, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's, you know, I've done that with a lot of things in memory, and I started realizing, why am I bringing this stuff up when this isn't who I wanted to be anymore?
How come this is coming back to my memory?
Yeah.
It's not like you're thinking about it. It just, all of a sudden, you find yourself, it is there.
Yeah.
You know, I don't sit there and say, well, let's see, I'm going to think about this thing I did. No, I don't. It's like I say, a lot of times I can be praying, and next thing I realize, I was over here, but now I'm over there. How did I get from here to there when I was praying 5 minutes or a minute ago?
Yeah.
You know?
I hear you right.
And then you got to get in the practice of rebuking that thing right away.
Yeah.
But not by you. I always say, the Lord, rebuke that. Get it out of here. I don't want it.
Yep.
But you got to be able to say that, you know.
It's got to be in the name of Jesus.
When you got to be able to admit that you need to say it and get rid of it, you know, for that time. It might come back again, but you get rid of it then.
Knowing all this stuff, sometimes it's not as easy.
No, because that's where I mean when you ask for His strength.
Yeah.
Well, I could get to that point and go, and not try to resist it, and give in to it. But you can't. Well, you just got to do it the next time, then. Keep praying for strength, you know. And and it's funny because then He'll kind of remind you. Did you ask me that you wanted strength? Okay, now ask me right now because you need it, you know. And it's when I do, it's been working.
Being honest about the trials is also good. Also good.
Yeah. That's kind of the one thing that it says we can confess to one another. You know, we don't have to get into deep details of our sin, but we can confess that we're fighting things, and that's good. And you can, when you confess that to one another, how is it then, brethren, when you know? Well, no, that's mixing another set of scriptures.
Confess your faults to one another that you might be healed.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah,
right.
I was prophets in the first 13.
Yeah, I was using a different setting for that.
But if there is, I think there's some real power in making that confession. Just say, look, I'm struggling. I have found that when I just say, hey, I am weak here, and I know I'm weak here, and I need your help.
Yeah.
I really think that really chops the enemy down.
It does.
And
yeah, you can't do it on your own.
No.
Right.
See, and the devil keeps trying to tell us we can, and then when we fail, then he comes back with condemnation.
Yeah.
And then he goes, oh, but you can.
and
then you fail again, then he comes back and condemns you because you didn't do it. Oh, you couldn't do it.
And he reminds you that you're a failure.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
It's like one little problem and he gets you coming and going and on top of you. You know, it's like, mm-hmm. And it's like, you know, Susan and I were having a discussion this morning, and you know, she was just down. She's just a little discouraged, and I'm going, well, yeah, I mean, this is what you've been dealing with the last 4 months. I get that, and you've got all these other things going on in the world. But I said, you know, it's not as bad as you think, you know. So she made some off the wall comment, like, I think I just want to go to bed and stay there until I have bed sores. So she told that at the women's group, which they all paused for about a second because they couldn't believe she said that. And they all started laughing. And it actually ended up being a positive thing. And then when I came to pick her up, she all started talking to me and saying, oh, Susan was telling me how this and that. And I said, yeah, I got to tell you, though, you guys see the new and improved version because I usually get the really dark stuff out of the way before she gets out of the house. And they all started laughing. But the point for sharing it is that, you know, it's easy to get down and, you know, it's a lot of things, not a lot of sunlight, not, you know, you start trying to take things on yourself. And really, Charlie has had a line he's been saying a lot, and he's not here, so I'll say it. He says, I am so glad I'm in the citizen's tree. That's a tough word to say. Sinistry of God.
Yeah,
and it's, meaning, let's not get too worried about what the country does or doesn't do. Let's not get too worried about what seems to be going on in the world, blah, blah, blah. And be worried about what God wants us to be doing.
Yeah.
You okay?
No.
You want to move, or?
No. There's no comfortable position.
Oh. Well. Don't know what to tell you.
No. I think my stomach has got too big for my lungs.
Got too big for your lungs.
I don't think it has too much to do with anything below your, right here.
I'll tell you, I've seen a fair number of stomachs, and you are far from being in the worst case I've seen. So it's tough. It's tough. I mean, you ask yourself, so what are you doing at the end of January in Wisconsin? Probably eating more than I want to.
Yeah.
And after that, it's like, what are you doing to try and help the waistline? We don't do a lot of that, although we have had a kind of a milder winter. I got to admit, I'm worried about April being, below freezing for a while, because it seems like the Lord makes sure you get those 30 to 40 days. It's just what time on the calendar they show up.
But you know, the weather's getting worse down south, too. It's kind of like it's kind of coming down and going, I remember in school, before you get back along right there, where they said, what North Country was like, it's going to be like the South Country is going to have. We're going to be like the southern country, part of the country. It's just going to change.
Yeah, well,
you know,
they say it's getting warmer, so it goes in cycles, right? So God can fix this whole climate thing in a blink.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying there is a thing to be fixed. I'm just saying, of all the things that people in this world choose to worry about, that's the one that I kind of like, oh, yeah, whatever. I'm not, you don't worry about the tides or the sun coming up or the earth spinning, so, you know, worrying about how much of this gas or that gas we have. It's kind of hard to get my wrap my hand around that. So,
Keith, you're letting it get to you. You're letting him get you.
No.
Yes, you are.
I'm doing really good. I really am, but that's not my problem. I woke up at 4 o'clock this morning, 4 o'clock yesterday morning, and I can't breathe. And it kind of scared me.
CPAC time?
And I can't walk.
CPAC?
I don't know that he's ever tried that. Don't know if he'd go there. I can tell you, you should talk to my wife, Susan.
Poor Barb.
She got the same problem?
Oh, yeah. She will come out of a complete sound sleep.
Yeah.
Waking up thinking that she can't breathe.
And I
tell her, and I'll tell you, she will be snoring. And I know that there's incredible airflow going on. And all of a sudden she takes this huge breath in, like she just came up from underneath the water, jumps about an inch off the bed, and says, I can't breathe. And I turn to her and go, you're breathing great. I'm here to tell you, I can't sleep, you're breathing so well. I said, that's just the enemy. That's just the enemy.
Well, I don't know what I'm doing up to that point, but I know that at that point, I have this fear.
And it's a reflex. I mean, if you think you can't breathe, even if you're in a coma, your body reacts.
Yeah.
So it could be happening on a subconscious level. So,
well, they did a sleep test on Ty, the son, and usually they do an hour test for the sleep-free breathing. Mm-hmm. They shut him off in 15 minutes. He stopped breathing so many times in that 15 minutes. He literally stopped breathing.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So then they put a CPAC on him. But he was, the thing is, he was getting headaches, dizzy spells. He'd be at work and all of a sudden didn't know where he was at, you know. But once he got that CPAC, and the one he got forced you to breathe in and out,
mm-hmm.
both. Or Barb's is just one that forced you to breathe in. But since he got that, it's cured a lot of his problems. So,
mm-hmm.
But yeah, he would stop breathing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so there is that possibility, you know, that you can actually stop breathing. And
some people, it's a pure medical thing, and I'm not
dismissing
that. But I was trying to point out to Keith, it's kind of where Ken was going, that the enemy will play with your mind,
mm-hmm.
and it's pretty easy to do.
And he's played with mine.
And I think that's what Ken was trying to say.
Yeah.
Like I said, I told Susan, it's hard, but I said, I'm here to tell you, you have no problem breathing. You're breathing fine. What you may think, you know, and you get that feeling or you get that fear, you got to be careful of that.
Yeah, it is a fear. I do have a fear.
You need to get up?
No. This thing right here.
Yeah.
You reach across and grab the
get a little bit of the sun on your leg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you bring it over halfway, well, it'll help me, but it won't help you.
I wasn't getting any. I got the shade blocking it for me. Yeah.
Yeah. I have to go back to let there
be. So let's
put the back up.
Yeah, let's get against that. Let's not let it keep going on and on.
It's only been like 3 nights. But 3 nights too many.
Well,
I mean,
start interrupting your sleep, it'll start to affect you. So.
I mean, let's
mm-hmm.
Let's
affect everything.
Yeah, let's come against the enemy.
Yep. Lord, we just
let the Lord shine through.
Yes.
Yeah. Rebuke that right now, Lord. We ask that you come against that enemy right now, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
Have your hand upon Keith.
Yes.
And you prevent us from attacking him, Lord God.
Lord, we just pray that protection around him, Lord. Rebuke that enemy, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Just back him off, Lord. Rebuke him. Rebuke him. Rebuke him. And Lord, let your light shine through. And give Keith a chance to realize that you are on his side. And he knows it. I know he knows it. And let all the goodness and the truth and everything that you have given him shine brighter than this darkness is trying to come in. Yes, Lord. So shut that darkness out, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, just relieve him, Lord, of this attack. We rebuke it. We stand together against it. And we know it's not going to win. So, Lord, just do your good work, Lord. Do your good work in Keith and protect him. Loose your ministering spirits to be about him, Lord. Loose ministering spirits of peace, Lord. All around him, Lord. All around him. Yes, Lord. Just bring peace of mind in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, amen. That's right. And what is the word? What is faith? It says we believe in things we cannot see, not what we can. And that means that goes whether negative or positive. So, Lord, yes, let that take root, Lord. Let that faith be there, Lord. Put it in, Keith, Lord. To look to you and know that you are going to be the winner, the champion, and we are of you. We are your sons. You will protect us. You will protect those we love, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, for your
faith. Yes, Lord. Amen. 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 Thank you. Yes, Lord.
The covering of the blood.
Yes, Jesus. Yeah. Back to the simple, basic principles that we are covered. Covered by the blood of Christ.
Yes,
Lord. The enemy doesn't have. We're to tread on him, not him on us. So to reverse that right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Keith would begin to tread on serpents. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Just let him, and Lord, let that sleep be good. Take away that whatever action it is, it feels like he can't breathe, we rebuke that.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
It worked pretty good.
You got it put in the same spot?
Yeah.
I learn things every so often. I hear about a new trick.
Oh,
a new thing, yeah. So he starts it there, but find it.
Well, we got this
humidifier.
Humidifier. And maybe we should put it some other place.
Was it too loud?
No, it's cold air.
Cold air, huh?
Well, I don't know if that's necessarily bad, is it?
Cool air?
I don't know.
Are you cold at night?
I mean, all of them are that way.
But it's cold air that comes out of it.
Yeah, but I mean,
it's a mess.
Are you cold at night?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think that the fact that it's got.
See, most people sleep better when the temperatures are cooler in the house than when they're hot.
Yeah.
That's as far as that part. Now, if their bodies are just need heat, then you got to have heat. But your breathing can still, you can be covered up with heat and be breathing coolness.
It doesn't seem to me that I have any problem breathing, just like what Kirky says.
Yeah.
But at the same time, something tells me. It's 4 o'clock in the morning, and any second I'm going to stop breathing.
Yeah, well, we just rebuke that.
Yeah,
we got to rebuke that.
That's a heck of a lie.
Yeah.
I call it deception and a lie.
It was like condemnation.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I mean, the enemy's good, but he doesn't have to work on a clock. You know, that's the part that's it's kind of funny to me, that around 4 o'clock this happens, I'm going, well, what is he?
He can pick the time and make it happen every day if he wants.
But I want to tell you another strange thing. Candy has been waking up at 4 o'clock every morning and praying for me. And why? You know what I think? I think I'm being attacked. When the liver started in 82, I would say there was 6 times before that where I couldn't breathe, and I a little voice would say the name of Jesus. And I tried with everything I could, and I couldn't do it. And finally, I'd gurgle out something that sounded like it, and then everything would go away. And I woke up one morning, and here I had fingerprints around my neck. And I looked in the mirror, and I thought, without realizing, it was probably me that did it, you know. And I looked in the mirror, and here were the fingerprints. I mean, just white fingerprints. And that scared me. That was back in 82, you know, just before the liver started.
The only little warning I would give is don't necessarily think for God to move that you have to go through that same thing again.
No.
You know, no, I'm not saying it won't, but don't automatically assume that. You know, I mean, I tell you, I thought about praying certain things and I thought, well, geez, do I want the enemy to come, you know, pounce all over me? Well, you know what? What if he does? God's greater, you know. I mean,
it's a good thing, but you don't think that at the time.
No, I know you don't. But no, you just pray. Well, if you're praying, it's because God gave it to you to pray.
Well, I wake up and I pray. I purposely pray when I do wake up, sometimes 3:30 or so. And then by 4 o'clock, I am hammered.
Yeah,
I really get hammered. And the biggest thing over this election, which has been a big thing for me, is I like honesty. And anything that I do, I'm going to do honest. And when they have done what they've done in such a crooked way, it has bothered me. It really bothered me.
Well, to be realistic, though, they lie on both sides.
Yeah.
But I agree that, yeah, I don't think it was fair, and I don't think it was, but if God's in control, there's a reason then that he let it happen.
But Barbara and I say, you know, we talk about it, and we all say, God's will, God's allowing it, or he's letting, you know, like he did with, the guy that was in charge of
Pharaoh.
Yeah, well, any of them, yeah. You know,
yeah.
He hardens the heart and lets it go.
Right.
It's in his plan, you know.
I mean, stop and think. Why did God let them suffer for all those years before he brought them out of Egypt? Well, some of it was their own fault because they didn't honor him and they went away from him. But it's like God has a reason for things, and I don't know him, you know, and I can't completely understand him. But that's what you got to have faith. And you know what? 2 weeks from now, I might be where you're at. Who knows? But the fact is, I'm not right now, so I'm going to speak faith.
While I can. Amen.
I am doing better with it. But the dishonesty of it is the thing that threw me out of kilter.
Yeah.
The crookedness, you know, the lying, the cheating, the deception.
And you know what's helped me with that? I don't listen to anything that's telling what they're doing.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, I just don't watch the news because I don't want to hear the negativity. And sure, it'll probably affect my life, and I don't believe that this well, you got to be on top of things. No, I don't. I really don't. I don't have to be on top of everything that's going on. I got to be on top of what's going on in God's kingdom. You know?
Sure.
And I'm far from there. I'm that. So I think I ought to concentrate a lot more on that.
And, you know, and not just God's kingdom, but your own little kingdom. Yourself.
Yeah.
You know, what you're, you know, it's like, God's not going to do anything for me if I don't do something for myself first.
Right.
You know.
And it's, and I'll tell you, it's real easy living, like, and you kind of, in a certain way, are living by yourself. But I'm over there and all by myself. It's real easy. You want to talk about a way for the enemy to work on you, but you know what? You don't have to let it happen. I mean, and he gets to me. He gets to me at times, you know. But then I just got to call on the Lord.
But because where you're at, you understand this, but where people that don't have any of this stuff, they don't know the difference.
Well, no.
You know?
That's why you got to...
And they just flow with the flow. Go with the flow, rather.
That's probably why Paul was so insistent on wanting to proclaim the mystery of the gospel. So some of them can know. Mm-hmm. You know? So we got to start... I mean, I've been praying more, Lord, I want to see what you want done in me to do. And I've been praying for all of us that you would begin to start using us, you know, to change what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
To bring about your kingdom, however little it might seem, you know, one person at a time, whatever, it doesn't matter.
It can be one comment
or, yeah,
at one time, just to one person.
You know, one plants, one waters. God gives the increase.
Well, I'm at the age where I shouldn't, you know, the sooner it's over with, the better. At the same time, I want to serve the Lord in these last few years.
Right.
As good as you know, as I ever have, or better. And so,
well, I you know, and that's all of us, but I've seen you go through lots of these, and you always rise up out of it. Not you, but you do whatever it takes with the Lord that he brings you up out of it.
Yeah.
So, you know.
And I will.
Yeah.
I sat down one morning, and I thought of that scripture. It says, I'm trying to read it to you.
Generally, when we get in these places, finally we just get so sick and tired of it that we cry out.
Yeah, we seem to be awful slow there, don't we?
Yeah.
We can handle it. We got it.
Well, I mean, I've had nights where I woke up and I had all these worries in my mind. And I'm, you know, like, you know, my kids or whatever, am I not doing the right thing? Da-da. And man, and then it was just like, no, Lord, I don't want these thoughts. This isn't going to do me any good. They're in your hands, and then I got to pray how you can make me better for them, you know. And you'd get a bad night's sleep that night, but then, you know what, it doesn't happen every night. You know, it stops it if you can somehow just cry out to him and ask for him to protect you. And it's one thing to have loving concern, not condemning concern. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
is a whole different game, which that's what I need to realize. You know?
Mm-hmm.
As long as Keith is looking here, we weren't in church Sunday because the neighbor lady, when it's got the kids that have trouble, came over. And she just needed to talk to somebody, you know?
Yeah.
And so we were sitting in the living room and she was talking to Barb and, you know, girl stuff, you know. So I was sitting there just listening and she was saying something and Barb says all of a sudden, well, let's pray about it. So she started praying about it with her, you know, out of the blue. And I thought, sounds just like Joanne. Let's pray about it. You know. And so, and then Barb had to get tested for COVID because of her thing on Wednesday tomorrow. So we finally had to let her know that we had to go and get tested. But she, I don't know how long she would have stayed there otherwise. But it was just, you know, the door is slowly opening there.
Oh, I bet she'd come in and she could just feel peace, you know?
Yeah, and she just, you know, so that's why we weren't here.
A refuge.
Just like we're supposed to be here for her.
Yeah,
you know?
No, that's a very good reason to not be
with us.
Oh.
Yeah. You were missed, though.
Yeah.
In fact, I wondered, and I thought maybe Barb was just being careful in case someone else is sick or something.
No, you know, she's not worried about getting that COVID stuff.
Yeah.
She says, I'm not worried about it. I'm not worried. Not one bit. And we're not, you know. It's in God's hands. If he wants us to have it, we'll get it. If he don't, we won't. It's that simple.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Do you want to give me a couple of words, Keith, and see if I can't help you find it?
I found it.
Okay.
Oh.
There's another place that says the same thing, but I don't know where that is. Oh, I do too. It's in James. But here it says, let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. This is prior to communion. And the other morning I thought, you know, if the Lord is going to come and he's going to take away a people, and at some point he is going to do it, things are going to get bad enough, or up to the point that it looks bad enough, that he's going to take a people out without suffering a lot of damage. I really see that especially in the book of Philippians, or to the Philadelphia church. You know, God is going to take them out prior to. And but anyway, let a man examine himself. And so I said, okay, Lord, you know, remember what David did? And he says, try my heart and try my spirit. If there be any evil thing in me, you know. And I was doing it, and I was doing everything I could to be honest and open and whatever else. And it was not in there. And I realized something as I thought about it. I thought, I love God more than anything else that exists. I really do. I love him more than anything else that exists. And so I had no problem with that. And what it did, it set me at ease, and a great peace came upon me. And, you know, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your might and whatever. And every so often we need to take a hold of that scripture and let the Lord, just like he did with David, you know, was it in Psalms 51 maybe? Let's see, I got that in James.
See, Keith,
huh?
The last minute and a half we should have recorded so that it can play back to you over and over.
Well, I'm really aware of it because I had a good experience in the Lord, but I'm still human.
Yeah, and that's what we're all trying to get past. So yeah. If you can somehow, when you see that guy up there that you don't like or whatever, you start saying how much you love God.
Well, you know what? I had to see this scripture in Ephesians 6:11. It said, we wrestle not with flesh and blood. And we don't. But we wrestle against principalities and powers and rulers and wickedness. And anyway, and I saw that and I realized I'm not really fighting the Democrats, although I have them in my mind.
Yeah.
Well, that's what you got to be careful of.
Hey, and I just had a little thought come in. So maybe some of this is happening because we really haven't been wrestling against principalities and powers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, we've been still too caught up in the world.
Yeah, and we've, Well, you know, it seems like we've been getting a little bit of encouragement or whatever from the Holy Spirit about we need to be praying more.
Yeah.
I mean, that has come over the last couple of months.
And so the thing, even though we don't necessarily care for the Judy and Mark and Lit and Sue. Oops.
Oh, yeah, this wasn't going anywhere tonight. This is just for us, because you've labeled at least 22 people.
Here I go again.
Yeah. There's something about that. I just want to say, it doesn't matter who the sin is or the mistake was, just the mistake was made. And then
I make it continually.
Yeah, it's okay. But it's good anyways.
But anyway, what I started to say is their form of intercession is what we used to have.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I could hear Joanne in the middle, and I used to think, oh, come on. You know, we don't have to be that.
If you remember back during that time, too, remember, we all decided, too, that the TV was a bad thing and we should not have one in the house. Remember?
Yeah, and books and records.
Yeah. So here we are.
I threw out a whole bunch of albums.
Yeah, it's just right.
Which didn't hurt nothing, you know. I mean,
confess your faults one to another.
I didn't mean to have a cream.
And pray for one another. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. And so, who is that?
Yeah.
It's who I want to be.
You know what?
I want to be that righteous man.
If we want to be,
you can.
It's up to us.
No, I didn't mean that. Just think about it now. I'm glad you brought that up. If you want to be, are you?
Well, no. As soon as I said that, I got
it. No. Think about it.
We can all make good choices.
If you want to be, you are on the road to being a righteous.
Well.
Yeah. And you say, Lord, I really want to be. You know, whatever. Are you?
You wouldn't have been asking.
Yeah. See, I'm not quite there yet. My natural mind's going on here. Just because I said I don't want to do this.
Gobs of times about where we are.
Yeah. Just because I don't want to do this.
It's like I question it, and I have to keep saying it back to me.
Yeah.
Well, if I'm lost or I'm that bad off, why am I so concerned? You wouldn't have concern if you weren't on the right path.
That's exactly it.
Yes.
Yep.
Well, I agree. I just
being on the path doesn't mean you.
Yeah, I know.
Being on the path doesn't mean you cross the finish line. So I just keep saying, I'm there, but I'm still working.
But
still on the road.
But if you want to be in that place, God also knows that.
God will meet you. Yep.
And if you want to be bad enough, He'll make sure you are.
Yep.
And I want to be. And the older I get, the more I want to be.
And guess what? In the last hour, you've went from one bad side to really good now.
Yeah, but. Well, it's not entirely good. It's mostly good.
Well, it's wanting to be.
But
right?
Yeah.
And if you want to be, doesn't that mean you are? You just preached that to me.
Yep.
There you go.
Words right back at
you. Yeah, that's, didn't you just say that? But the point is, it's really when it's you, and you got to get past that. And that's what we were just saying. It's yeah. On one hand, it sounds really good. And I said, yeah, if you make the decision that this is what you're going to strive for, you're in the right place.
And that's what I want.
Yeah, yeah. If you make the decision to strive for, you're in the right place. Now, I come back and I go, but have I achieved that right place? No.
It doesn't matter, Cookie.
Well, that's the point we're trying to bring.
Yeah.
And again, it doesn't matter that you aren't quite all there. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. If you want to be.
You can't achieve it in yourself anyway.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
And you have to keep going. Yeah, and it doesn't matter. You can't get there by yourself anyways.
No.
And so.
Yeah. And see, Corky refers to me a lot as a Norwegian wannabe.
Oh. Well, and, that's for Chuck's benefit.
I'm not saying I want to be, but
what did I say last night that we really had a good chuckle with? Something about, overcoming the lutefisk or something.
You guys got to remember, I was adopted. I was born Johnson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're Norwegian?
Oh, yeah, probably 100%. Yeah. Yeah, you know that thing with the finger, you know? Where they get that tendon thing?
Oh, uh-huh.
From Norwegian? I got that.
Oh.
So, yeah, I got proof I'm Norwegian.
Did you ever see that sign that I got up here? I don't know if you've seen it.
Well,
the fish sign?
Well, I've seen quite a few of them.
From Jeff, he passed away, but what's his name?
Oh, I'm not sure who you're talking about.
Yeah, he's right from downtown Chippewa. He married, he married Tony, no, he did not. He married Cherry Collier. Jeff, he gave us that book on Jesus of being,
in the
headlights? He had it sent to us.
Yeah, I think Charlie or Kim would be a better one.
I don't. Jeff.
But his name probably isn't important to the story here.
No. Yeah. The name's not, but he did give me it, I think. It's a. What was a Jeff from Chippewa? Jeff what?
Well, yeah, there's a Jeff from Chippewa. Who gave us the book on something we haven't said, who's passed away.
No, you know the whole story.
Kid.
My memory, are you kidding?
Well, I'm kind of laughing because I'm going like,
You know what? The name is right there. I still can't think of it. Collier.
Oh. Collier. Well, you mentioned
remember that. Jeff Collier?
No, see, I don't.
I don't either.
Oh.
Is this still on?
Still on, but it's not going anywhere.
Well, I don't know if it's so bad if it.
I don't know if it
there's a lot of good.
I want to listen to it.
Yeah. Well, I'm
but I'm having a all of a sudden a little reaction.
Ah,
I need to go.
You need to go.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Well, we can wrap up too.
So,
yeah. You guys, right.
Well, we better.
I don't know.
You guys could start a little earlier.
You know. See you later, Ken. Thanks.
Yeah.
Keep praying.
Well, we'll pray for you.
Well, I'm praying against it, so.
Okay.
Hey, we love you.
Yeah, love you, brother.
I don't know where that comes from. Wait till you get older, you'll be surprised what happens to your body.
Yeah. Buddy. Rodney gave me this book. He didn't give it to me to read.